to use my brain for you and use it to write songs for you. You're getting all of the best of me, 'cause I'm giving all of the best of me. Oh love, my heart's only built for two. You won't wear me out 'cause I'm the perfect shoe. You're getting all of the best of me, 'cause I'm giving all of my best. I don't need words and I don't need songs, but I choose to use them. My light shines bright when it shines for you. Whoa, I ain't blowing smoke. No, this ain't hot air. How I choose to love you. Light shines brighter when it shines for two. You turn on the truth in me. You light up my heart with possibility. I'm getting everything I need, 'cause you're giving everything to me. You are forever in my destiny, woven into it like a tapestry. Your love is everything to me, 'cause you're giving everything I need.
I
don't need words, I don't need songs, but I choose. Oh, this little light of mine, God, you keep it burning.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to another exciting training day. This is a day that the Lord has made. Amen. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for waking up this morning with a right mind. Amen. A mind still stayed on Jesus. I tell you, it's a blessed thing because, amen, if you've been paying attention, it's almost hard not to. You're finding a lot of people don't have a right mind, and they are paying some serious consequences for the errors of their way. But thank God, amen, for his word and his love, which is true unto us. Amen. Amen. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The blessed Holy Ghost and the Father God, Jehovah. Amen. To my producer, amen, Pastor Gerald Overall, known as Pastor O for Running for Christ Ministries, his lovely wife and the saints and friends and all the different saints and friends and folks that are out for college. I say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, it's a blessing. It's just such a great blessing to be here again. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, as time click on, I'm finding out how much more it is a blessing. But let us go before the throne of grace. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you and praise you and bless you. Amen. Because you are worthy of all honor and praise. We thank you, Lord, as we are now drawing closer to the day when there will no longer be a veil that hides you from us, and we will be able to see you clearly and touch you and hold you, amen, in a longing fashion that we have endured over the years. We thank you, Lord. Amen. And we are just beginning to understand this way of life that you have designed. Father God, right now we're asking that you bless us more with the intelligence of your wisdom in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We ask that you bless the eyes of our understanding to be more light, that we will better know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of your glory, the inheritance you have in the saints, the great and exceeding power you made available to those of us that submit and obey you. Father God, we ask that you would strengthen us with might in our inner man. Bless us with a clear understanding of love, the length, the width, the breadth, the depth, the height of the love of Christ, which passes all understanding. Father, we ask that you bless us with the knowledge of your will and give us the strength and courage to carry it out so that we'll be fruitful in every good work approved of by you. Bless us, Lord, to grow in the knowledge of you. Father God, right now I ask you, bless my tongue to be that of a ready writer, to write upon the hearts of your people and even my own. We want it to be all of you and none of me, in Jesus' name, amen. You know, it's something, and I can see the more as I watch what is going on, I can see the timeliness of this particular message. You know, I have a website, millennialkingdomtraining.com, and it is increasing in traffic. And I thank God for that because, you know, when I go out in Uber, I carry cards. I have an invite card, business cards that you can get from, you know, online when the place is online for $25 or $500. And on one side, it has church information and an invite, and on the other side, prayer of salvation. Then I have another card, amen, that has this website and program on it, you know, and then I have an advertisement for my book. That, you know, because I'm trying to, you know, the goal with the book isn't to make money, but to get the word out there, amen. And I ask those of you that amen, when you visit the YouTube or you watch the videos on the website, there's a place for donation. Now, understand what I'm doing with that money. I use that money to buy books and send them to inmates in prisons throughout the nation. I'm covering all 50 states and Canada. With books, amen. Just at the, you know, as the Lord lead me, I'm picking prisoners and sending them out. And one thing I know about people locked up, they'll read anything. And the thing about this book, it is so basic, but it would clear up questions that I've had posed to me over the years. And that's you know, like, why is the world, why isn't this heaven on earth? You know, if God is God, why is my life so hard? Well, that's what we try to tell you in church every Sunday on every program. At least most of us, you know, try to bring a highlight to why, what this life is about and how to live it. Because we only have to get through this part of it. This, you know, we think of being alive like 100 years, like that's really something. But think about, you have to think, compare that to eternity. I mean, you think about this. We are, God is preparing us for eternal life, not a part-time life. This is not it. This is not it. This is just a, this is a barely, a this is a millisecond compared in comparison. And there's a lot to learn. You can see that in the behavior of people. Again, the foundation of Training Day is based on the book of 1 John. You know, and it began with a question to God, you know, why? Why do you let the devil exist? Anyway, and why do we go through this? So, and God was kind enough to answer. And then he showed me something, and it's amazing. That, you know, the Bible, as they say, it's a book. When you read it, the further out you go, the deeper it gets. You can read a scripture 100 times and then see it in a different light. Because when you read the Bible, you know, it's like getting one of those we used to do them puzzles when I was growing up. They have the, you know, the 100 piece, the 500 piece, and the 1,000 piece. And the whole point, it would come, it would create a picture. Like you could have, like on the video, you would see a map behind me, and the puzzle would be the map, but it would be in pieces. And you slowly, you put it together over a period of time. And that's how the Bible works. You know, because of the way it's structured, and I don't want to get too far up into that. I covered that in some other videos and messages, you know, about how the Bible, and in the book I have, why, you know, the structure of the Bible. Because man didn't write it without God. It's not even possible. Man would not have laid it out in the manner. He would not have put what happened in the beginning at the end and then jump to the beginning and then talk about what Satan was thinking about in the middle of the Bible. It's too many things in there that it's almost like the movie Pulp Fiction. It jumps all over the place. And see, once you get the pieces, then it begins to come together, but you can't put it together if men have tried without being in constant communication with him, which is what this series is about. And it's critical now. It's even more so critical. You know, when you look at the world, you think God has gone on vacation and how crazy it is. No, he hasn't gone on vacation. The body of Christ is vacating. See, it isn't what God isn't doing. He's sitting there with innumerable angels ready to serve the heirs of salvation. But they don't even know it. Most pastors have never talked about how to command angels. You know, that's a discussion they don't have. One, out of fear that, because people tend to act ignorant when you give them a little bit of information. The late Kenneth Hagin said, no matter what you do, no matter what you teach, somebody going to go to the deep end with it further than God intended. And I get that. But to me, that's like throwing the baby out of the bathwater. You know, in any church, I can tell you in any church, including my own, there's that 20% that just gets it. That 20%, they don't want to show up for Bible class, not because they want points for showing up for class. They don't get none. Ain't no points in the Bible. They show up because they want to hear something and they understand how the anointing operates. That's another area people need to understand. It's more than what you see. And that's what God is trying to impact, get us to understand. It is far more than what you see. So listen at this. This is 1 John 3:2. He says, "Dear friends, now we are the children of God. And what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he, Jesus, appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." You know, it's just show you how when you're disconnected from God, what can come from a simple statement like that. Though I heard a preacher say that when we die, we'll all look the same. That way there will be no more jealousy and envy. That ain't true. You seen that with twins. Okay, and quadruplets. They all look alike, and they have just as much angst amongst them. Why? Because it's part of our nature, and this is what God wants us to understand, that we are a spirit with a mind, will, and emotion inside of a body, and outside of this body, we will be just like Jesus. And you got to go back and read. I did some teaching on that, but ask God about it. Because give you a case in point real quick in John 20:19 and verse 19 and 26. Jesus teleported in Acts 39. Philip teleported. And there's a debate over there. Well, he didn't actually teleport, you know. But they didn't actually ask God if he did or didn't. See, that's what you do with that. And then Proverbs 3:5-7, it begins. It says, "All your ways." I mean, everything you do, go shopping. And that's critical. See, this being led of the Spirit. Let's, matter of fact, let's read our key scripture on that, which is found in Romans chapter 8. Because all the way through the entire Bible, that is the theme. Okay? He said, this is from the NIV. So he said, "For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God." You know, another tragic weekend has come where, you know, people died. And I'm sure some of them were Christians. At least one, 10%. You know, at least one out of the 10 was Christian. Now, you know, one of the things that about being a led, let's read the book of Colossians 3:15, because you have to build on this. You have to work on this. It doesn't just happen. If it was that simple, then we wouldn't be probably having this conversation. Everybody would get it, and everybody be doing what they need to do, when they need to do it, how they need to do it, which is how we're supposed to live our life. But that is not the case. It says, let, verse 15 said, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Now, again, I have to refer back to a teaching that they call hermeneutics, and there's some other things. I can't think of the other name. But the bottom line is, what you draw from that is that what we learn, and I put this to the test, okay, and I've had experience. I had a situation, you know, that made me now, when I do Uber, before I pick up somebody, I stop. And see what the Spirit of God has to say, whether or not I should go pick that person up. I don't care what, if he say yes, it's yes. But if he say no, I don't ask why, you know, because most family won't tell me anyway. But I had a situation once, you know, and I picked up a guy, and when he got in the car, all my peace went. And the longer he was in the car, the more erratic. It was almost like Satan was in the car, and I wasn't concerned at all, because I know how to do both spiritual and natural warfare. Amen. I'm not going to get into too many details, but I put it like this: I'm good. I'm good. I was ready, but it sensitized me to that, to be conscious of that, because see, this is something you have to understand. You can go, see, even though God has angels that are, his angels are stronger than Satan, and the number of his angels is greater, but if you are out of the order, and there's a lot, because you got to be conscious of ordering them, and what numbers, and there are things that you just don't know. And see, sometimes, particularly you praying folks, you Bible studying, reading, live according to the Word of God, folks. You are on Satan's side. Your name is on the most hated list. You are a terrorist to the kingdom of Satan. I don't care if you pray 5 minutes a day. You pray, because see, God's salvation begins when we ask God to save somebody. He began to minister to them. He set it up that way. Remember, we're the body of Christ. We do the work in the earth. So those of us that do the work are the ones that's ripping off Satan's kingdom. You know, that's why you should pray for police officers. They're out there arresting people that work for Satan. And saved or not, Satan hate on them. That's why they have such disruptive lives. All right? So we play a very integral and significant role. See, so you got right now, we just want to get everybody, that as many as possible, to this point, to the rapture, to leave the earth when Jesus comes, or if they got to leave earlier, to leave in Christ so they can go to heaven. Okay? We are integral in that. So we have to be conscious that Satan wants to take us out. I mean, you know, it's something. You could be living right. 2 Timothy 3:12, he says, they that live godly shall suffer persecution. You know, people hate on you. You're like, why people hating on me? I'm doing the right thing. I'm saying the right thing. Well, listen, when you do right, you that's what everybody giving Satan the finger. It's like, you ain't nothing to do with it. Speaking it in that faith, you can't stop me. I got the Holy Spirit of God. You got to understand who you are in Christ, and it's critical now. Again, we have, what, 2 incidents in Texas, and I know people are so used to not communicating with God, go every day without praying. Something wrong if you go every day, 7 days a week, and in them 24 hours, in those 7 days, you never say anything to God. I'm not talking about thinking. I'm talking about speaking. See, demons in the spiritual world can't read your mind. See, so God does not receive glory unless you do something or say something in their presence. And when you do that, they give him more praise. See, it's set up. You got to look at how this thing works. This is how this life works. All right. And so, again, we're talking about being led of the Spirit, because, one, it affects every area of your life, every decision you make. And now the decisions are more critical. Because there's some things coming down the path, good and bad, and you want to be be led. Because sometimes, you know, like, I'm sure, you know, like we think, what's the big deal? I'm going to go to the mall, you know. Well, now, you know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I am decided to go to the mall. I'm asking you for the revelation of whether or not I should. Then give him a minute to answer. And all the way there, be sensitive. Just don't be so caught up in everything you can't hear him. Okay? You need to have some quiet time and let him know. Because if he say, you'll get a sense in your spirit. Sometimes it'll be light. No, don't go. Okay? And it might be a delay. You know, don't go. Don't go. Don't be there at 3:15. Because he know what's going to happen at 3:15. Okay? That's critical now. Same thing with your children. And another thing, you got some things you need to know. Being led in the spirit, okay, also includes being led by the word of God, okay, and knowing. So you have to have knowledge of the word of God. And our generation, right now, see, our generation is in the mode of go for what you know. Okay? Listen, God, I said earlier, God has not gone on vacation. But if you're in the habit of never communicating with God, never asking for direction, never seeking him, never praising him, you're going to be just going. You're going to do what your habit is. Okay? Now, the challenge with that is you might wind up the wrong place at the wrong time. I remember I heard testimonies of people on September 11, 2001 when that they felt led to, you know, I'm feeling good this morning, but yet my spirit and I'm hearing it that don't go to work. People did that, didn't go to work, and they lived as a result of that. A guy stopped short. He said, you know, it's something like someone was blocking his path. So when you spend time with God, you become sensitive to him. You know, Jesus' brother James talked about draw nigh to him. You cannot draw nigh quietly. You know, that's just lazy. Let's be honest. People don't pray, they're lazy. And listen, God is not asking you to pray 24/7, okay? Rarely. Now, occasionally, and I know at my home church, we have had prayer for 8 hours. Some of us prayed the whole 8 hours. I prayed the whole 8 hours because I like to see what comes with that 8 hours. I'm telling you, you just got some things that make you delve into it. You know, it doesn't make you better than anybody else, but I tell you what, God always, you will never go in the presence of God and come out empty-handed. It doesn't matter how much time it is. That's one of the key things about praising God, being in his presence. You will never go in his presence. It's like if you will never get in the water and not get wet. That's the way God is. You will never get into heaven and not come out with something. And it does not have to apply to church. It may be a new business idea. It may be how to get your business going, how to make your business move forward, how to get your husband right, how to get him to take the trash out without you having to fuss all the time. Whatever it is. It's God is interested in the whole of your life being in peace, okay? That's another thing. Men need to be at peace. They need to be able to read when their wife is upset. You know, like when she say nothing, I guarantee you it's something, bro. That's the word, you know, and they'll say nothing. You can see in her face something, the horn sticking out of her head. You know something, bro. You know, just ask Holy Spirit. And that's the other thing we talked about, did we? Matter of fact, we talked about in Acts 13, too, how the apostles, the disciples, were gathered together, and they shut up. When you go into fasting, it's more than just stopping food. It's giving time, giving that time to God, to hear him. And these days, Satan has mastered distractions. Very few, I don't know a person that's been, you know, I had to grab hold of myself and regulate my Facebook time. You get 1 hour, that's it. And sometimes you don't get that because I'm not going to give him more than I give in God in prayer. And see, and that's the other thing. And understand, when anybody that prays, and that's praise more than 5 minutes, you're serving God in prayer, because he's going to have you praying. If people come to your mind, that's another thing. Listen, we're the only people that can pray for other people. We're the body. We're the royal priesthood. God cannot get the Muslims to pray for other people. They don't have the anointing. They don't have access to heaven. He can't get Buddhists. He can't get Rosicrucians. Anybody. Only the body of Christ. This is how he operates. This is how he operates. This is the Spirit of God in you. And he's trying to help you understand what type of power we wield. I'm telling you. I'm convinced that the final warp that we're getting here in Michigan is, once we, saints, I put on there, you know the devil is fighting us for this warm weather. And they got busy, and we got the warm weather that we deserve. Okay? So, listen, you're in Mississippi, let me tell you, don't buy that stuff into the fact that because you're there and the temperature. Listen, a tornado is not natural. Okay? That's always unnatural. I don't care how many hundreds of years that has happened, it is not natural. It's not natural. And if you have... If you have the same spirit as you do, then you can demand. You might not be able to stop us from tearing up everybody else's neighborhood, but you can declare. It's been proven and shown. You can declare. I've heard testimonies of people that stood out and declared, amen, and that thing went around them. I remember about it's a picture. just that one house standing. I know it's a man of God that visits us, amen. He talks about how it. Wasn't that Katrina? Katrina had to go around this property. Didn't flood it, didn't tear up nothing. I mean, he didn't have to rake up nothing. I mean, see, we think that that's only the evangelist or the prophet or the pastor. No, that's you. Christ is not a religious tag. That's a revelation of who you are in the kingdom of God. See, it's an application that only Christians have, only those that listen. Just going to church, and this is critical because you got to ask Christ to come into your life after you reach adulthood. Now, there's variations on what that is. I would suggest ASAP, soon as possible. Doesn't matter. You're 13 years old, ask Christ to come into your heart, particularly now, because If a school shooter, if a mad shooter come up in your school, you can command angelic protection. God does not. He recognized faith, not age. Okay? Because it's like, anyway, he recognized faith and not age. And the one thing I know about kids, they will act in faith faster than adults would. You know? You had to train adults. Most adults that have no faith were trained. It took years for Satan to train them not to exercise in faith. Okay? All right. So you want to, like I say, you have to develop that sensitivity. It can't happen. It just don't happen. People that seemingly operate more in the Spirit of God than others, they chose to do that. God didn't give them nothing. No, God is an equal opportunity blesser. He gave everybody the measure of faith. It came down to what you did with it, what was your priority. And again, he's not demanding that you spend 15 hours a day, okay? You know, you got 24 hours of every day, and God can't get one. And I'll tell you, if you wake you up in the middle of the night to pray like he assigned me to pray early in the morning, listen, when you go back to bed, say, Lord, I thank you. I believe you for rest. And I guarantee you, you can get more rest in an hour than some people get in 8 hours. You know, you don't even have to take no medication. People don't ask God for things. All right? All right. Now, again, the Holy Spirit is a person. John chapter 14, 26, and John 16, 13. One, he said he'll teach you. He will teach you, particularly he will specially teach you the things of God. I was having a conversation with a young man that I met the other day, and I was explaining to him about commanding angels, and he I gave him the scriptures, Matthew 26:53 and Psalm 103:12, okay, they respond to the word of God, and that we have the 26:53, that conversation with Jesus. if you got to understand the angelic realm, the heavenly realm, okay, and I don't want to go into all that right now. I don't think I've taught on that yet. Okay, but anyway, in that detail, but the fact is, Jesus said, I can command. Okay, I can command. If we the body, what the head can do, the body can do. And because that's such a tremendous amount of power, okay, this is why our lives go through what it go through, because we have to be learn to be consistent in that mindset that we are subject to God. Okay, so if you go back what Paul was talking about, if you live that sinful nature. See, our sinful nature is when somebody cuts you out, it cuts you off in traffic, you talk about their mama, you call them names even though they can't hear you. See, Satan that leaves the door open or weakens your power. If he can get in through the door, he'll try to attack you. See, because sometimes God put up, we have a hedge of protection we don't even know about. That's in Job chapter 1. It diminishes power until we get a revelation of the Holy Spirit. You know, you need to ask for forgiveness for that, because that was one of your sisters in Christ or brothers in Christ. See, I had to go through that process, and it was something. I had to, you know, not knowing how the spirit realm works gives Satan a big advantage. Again, we have authority and power that we know nothing about because we're not thinking on that level. Most Christians are thinking, if I be good, I get to go to heaven. No, if it was that simple, that's what would happen. God would like, do you want to go to heaven, receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then people would disappear. Now, it seemed like people would gravitate to that quicker if that was the case. They see somebody receive Christ and they disappear. Let me tell you, Satan would set fear in that how you know that's what's going to happen. How you know they're going to heaven? How you know they ain't going to hell? How you know they ain't this, that, that? Believe me, fear would take effect. You still have to learn how to operate in faith. It's no getting around that, okay? That's consistent with people, you know. I met a man once, you know, he ran from the ministry. His life just tore up raggedy, literally tore up raggedy. The Holy Spirit told me, see, that's another reason for being sensitive, amen. He was talking to me. He said, ask him how long he's been running from the ministry. And he started crying and told me he had been running for 20 years. That's stupid. I'm living out in the street like a bum because I don't want to do what God say do. And that ain't never happening. Please. Again, critical. We're coming into some times, you know, you probably have heard the term. Most of y'all probably haven't. But they're talking about what is called the Great Reset. Satan is getting ready. He can't wait to get his kingdom going. He knows he's going to get 7 years. And he say he's going to get control and never have to give it back. That ain't how the story goes. All right. So in the process, he's going to be doing some things with people. You have to be led by the Spirit of God. You have to be led by the Spirit of God. Okay? And that, again, that don't just happen. You got to participate in that activity. And listen, I'm telling you, you really want to because you want to be closer to God. I'm telling you, God, when you mature, he'll show you some things that you're just, okay, that's got to be my imagination. but it's happening more frequent, too, because I'm seeing when I see, and see, I know my process is there. Well, I would say he was a here and now pastor. You know, he wanted you to be able to have a peaceful life in this life. And that's a lot right there, because particularly when you got family and children and a job and got to deal with people. So you need to know how to operate the power of God in the kingdom of God. Okay. And so, but when he starts talking about believe God for signs, wonders, and miracles, that's another whole level. That's another reason to be sensitive about the Holy Spirit. See, to prevent a religion from being created, you know how people do with things. You know, God do one thing and people build a religion, you know. I'm not going to get into some situations, but you've probably seen it. The candle thing. God probably blessed one person with a candle, and now people selling candles all over the internet You can send me $5, I'm going to send you this 50-cent candle, and God going to bless you. And they made $4.50 off of you because you didn't know. That was for that one person, okay? He told them to light the candle. You go back through the Bible, you don't see him doing the same thing all the time. Now, if he does that with you, how you going to know? You have to know God. And the same thing with a prophetic word. If somebody say God's going to do this in your life, if he didn't tell you, it ain't happening. It didn't come from God. That's why I'm going to just say that like it is. Because if he didn't tell you, can't nobody speak a word into your life without God having spoken a word into your life. That thing got to match up. Now, if God been dealing with you, that's what has happened to me. And the person that spoke to me, they didn't have a clue who I was and didn't know nothing. But what they said, God had already said to me. And trust me, they don't always be fun either. But, again, what you want to do, you want your life when you stand before the throne of God to say, Lord, I did what you say did, how you say did. And you want the full benefit of life at a time. You know, I just recently made a stock purchase, okay? He said all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. He know what's going to happen. I just sit back and wait. I know when I'm going to sell it. I know the process. I had to learn. I had to seek God to learn this because they can give you a whole lot of information, but revelation comes from God because they gave me the information. I read and read and read, and I didn't get enough. Holy Spirit explained this to me. See, so you got to know how to do this thing, how to make money without paying taxes. That's a reality. But it's legally possible, okay? So you want to be. You know, and ladies, that's why churches are full of so many women, because they are more spiritually in tune than men are. But it's by design. And probably when God, I like my joke, split the atom. So that part went to them. You know, it's something. All right. And you want to be clear, because, again, these tragedies that are happening, you know, I don't live in these areas, and I'm really, I live in the Metro Detroit area, and I actually believe that there are more sanctified Christians in this area than the everyplace else. I mean, because stuff go around us, and I don't care. You can tell me about the sea levels and all that. Listen, I've seen Satan dip in the sea levels and topple things. I've seen tornadoes. They had recently in California had two tornadoes where they never have tornadoes. We are in a time when aberrant is the word, this extreme, abnormal, is normal. But again, we have been given, no generation has had as much revelation of the knowledge of the Word of God, as it is called in the Hebrew, epignosis. Okay, that's a deep type of knowledge, a very deep descriptive knowledge of it, than any other generation. Look at what we got. You can binge any time on YouTube and other websites. You can listen to the gospel 24 hours. You know, we used to get that on the radio all the time, but we got a lot of gospel, okay? We didn't get a lot of teaching except for Dr. J. Vernon McGee. And matter of fact, he's on YouTube now. They play the video, the audio portion of that, which I would recommend, particularly new people, because he gets into a lot of details. Amen. Hallelujah. And then there's Pastor, he has a website, amen, the rfcm.org website. And he's got like probably about 2,000 messages on there. And then bring back the family. Listen, man, Jesus, that is God's kingdom. You know, it took me, once that revelation came to me, let me be honest with you. Well, you know, I grew up, basically, it was still the old school, okay, it was expected by the time you got 21, for some reason, you were supposed to be married and have a family. Well, you know what, I didn't see nobody at 21 getting married in the Bible. First off, I've seen guys get 50, 60 years old, and because they lived longer, but some of them did, but still, that wasn't what was happening. And I particularly took note that Jacob, historically, You didn't have broke men getting married. You couldn't go to a man and ask him for his daughter's hand, and you didn't even have a place to stay, your own and no income. That didn't happen, okay? And then all of a sudden, they just, see, they broke away not being led of the Spirit. That's how that happened. It's all in the Bible how to do it. It just wasn't being done, okay? So, but this is where we are in time. That is very critical. When you want to marry somebody, who knows them? God. And if you don't want to, see, we'll get caught up in how they look, okay? And God is like, well, that's the outside, but let me tell you about the inside. And they tell you, I know when we, I was talking to eventually, you, 6 months, you want it the first 6 months before that real person show up. Then the next 90 days after that, so you're talking 9 months before they really come out because they're human. And I tell you right now, in my book, I say don't marry a person that don't have a prayer life. And, you know, they not, because a person with a prayer life protects that relationship with God. That means when they wrong, a person to go to before God every day, if they're wrong about anything, God is going to tell them about it. It may not see. It doesn't have to be major. It could be. There'll be, ain't no wife beaters praying every day. Okay? And then ain't no, what they call them, I don't want to call them bipolar chicks praying every day. It just ain't happening. Because he's not going to, because they can't get access to the power of God. This life, you know, how I conduct my life is telling God what I would do when I reach full power level. This is what this life is about. That's what that 1 John 3:2 is about. We shall be as he is. It ain't going to be. I'm not going to just, he's not going to just change this flesh. It goes to another power level. It will be able to teleport. That's tremendous power. If some of these crooks and thieves could teleport now, they'd rob a place called Fort Knox. I found out some of y'all don't even know what that is, but I get it. They didn't teach y'all about it. America used to have a gold standard. The dollar was worth based on the amount of gold we held in Fort Knox and Kentucky, and then they got us off the gold standard. And ironically, now they operate on faith. Really, you know, the dollar ain't got nothing to sustain it. It's just faith, full faith of the government, full faith and promise of the U.S. government. They ain't got nothing to tag with it. All right, so you want to? I mean, you're talking about the second greatest decision besides receiving Christ is getting married. So you want it, and it's about, marriage is about the kingdom of God. It is about the kingdom of God. That simple phrase made all the difference in the world. And my children, I am supposed to prepare to serve in the kingdom of God forever, not just near. And that becomes, so then I have to put to practice all the components necessary for that, which means I got to have a prayer life. Because I got a crazy, see, I can give people all the information. People, how many people have received information and it did not benefit their life? I met a young man, he come from a strong spiritual family. He was involved in a crime so egregious that if I didn't have the Holy Spirit, I probably would have got charged with assault when he came to jail. Man, they carjacked a woman when they was about to get caught. They put her in the trunk, set the car on fire to try to hide the evidence. God told on them. They all doing life in prison. But they grew up in a Christian household. So see that, but again, that's that prayer. See, because, you know, it's like my mother. My mother had a system out now. They call it LIDAR. That's what they use on autonomous vehicles to tell whether it's in the lane or not. My mother, that's why she would tell you, look at my face. So you just told the truth. Take the woman. don't go into denial because that's in them. So don't lie. You know, that's why people can, I mean, it is. But you can save yourself a lot of trouble. See, a lot of this, most of it was probably taught on the day that most people didn't go to church, which was Bible class. This is, see, Satan robbed y'all when you don't go to Bible class. You know, and particularly now, you can get it recorded so you can listen to it later, but man, I wish I had time to explain. Listen, when you're in the church,
And heavens is, God is pouring out from heaven into the pastor. That flows out to the congregation. Because the pastor is not omniscient. He does not know what everybody needs. He only says what the Spirit of God says. Now, inside of each word or letter is a revelation that you need. This is what's significant. This is a thing when the hidden secrets of church, that shouldn't be because they don't teach by. That's what the anointing is. We're not a committed man of God. I never went to Radical Christ and not received a nugget. And I'm talking about a nugget by the size of a basketball. That's guaranteed. Why? Because who's ever ministering is following, operating under the anointing. Ain't the pastor who is an anointed man of God. And I'm not saying that because he's my brother. Okay, I'm saying that because of what I experienced. I know how Holy Spirit operates. And whoever is ministering there, it flows out. And I don't need the whole alphabet. Okay, I just might need the C, okay? But that's why you need that. It is not about just showing up. It's not about, even though the word tells us to fellowship more as we get closer to the end, you get more than you bargain for, I'm telling you. So, again, why? Because this is going to impact decisions in your life, particularly, you know, every executive in life and should go to church because they need that. Because, you know, I feel sorry for a lot of these CEOs and they face God and find out what they held accountable for if they make it. That's a tough, Jesus said, how hard you can make it. Abraham made it. Abraham was a billionaire. Okay, in his day. Abraham, listen, you got your own army in that per capita. You can't tell me that man wasn't a billionaire. And I've read in the Bible, when his servant went to get a wife for Isaac, the conversation that the servant had in the Bible, basically he just feel like, man, this guy looks out for us. We love him because of the way he treat us. And that only happened when you do that. But now I'm reading a book that got more detail that says exactly that. Okay? That's why he was able to be successful. But anyway, again, and it also, there's a continuity of this throughout life. Abraham, what did God tell him? Get away from your family. Now, Abraham came from, this is what I like to start conversation with Jews with. Abraham wasn't a Jew. See, they don't think about that because they know historically his father was a pagan, was a idol worshiper. So they can't come and tell me Abraham came from a Jewish family. No, he was the father of them. He's called the father of faith. See, these are details that you need to know. But again, let's go back to Abraham. God said what? Go to a place. Being led of the Spirit has been, it's the pattern of God throughout history, starting with Adam. Don't eat of the tree. Okay? Then Noah, build a boat 300 miles inland and be, you know, fill it with animals. In the meantime, tell people the end is near, just like we're telling people now. Okay? That takes faith, but that's being led of the Spirit because guess what? Then it all come to pass. Every jot and every tittle, and that's what Jesus, I just read that again in Matthew 5, I believe 5:18. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot and one tittle. And I'm going to tell you, I'm studying James chapter 5 again, verses 1 through 4, and that ain't looking pretty. And that's about greed, but it's going to manifest, I guarantee you. See, we are in a critical time. And you want to be in the right place. I'm telling you, I have no fear of them because I have a curiosity of what it's like to be. I'm going to be an eternal being. I'm an eternal being anyway. So live or die, I'm blessed. Okay? But at the same time, I want to see God. I want to be in participating in what God is doing in the earth. When I be in Kroger, I'll be looking for something to reveal that God is going to use, going to flow a miracle to somebody through me. Or he might just say a word. He might just use me to say a word. I remember having a conversation with a man, and I'm just saying some things, sharing some things. I mean, and it was flowing, you know. And he broke out crying and said I had just told him his whole life and everything that was going on. That was the first time in my life I had ever saw that man. You know, and it's critical. Again, I met some people this weekend, and they didn't even want to get out of my car, you know. But again, I'm gonna fellowship with them and help them grow in the things of God. But listen, I'm telling you, you want to be sensitive because I didn't intend to be out. Listen, Saturday's supposed to be my day of rest. Now, listen, I'm not into, quote, the law of the Sabbath, all right? If God took a day off, I should take a day off because Sunday ain't really a day off for me. You know, I don't know why. I never understood why people tried to call it the Sabbath. Saturday is the Sabbath. Starts on Friday night, ends on Sunday, Saturday night. Sunday ain't never been the Sabbath. Never is. Never. It's the first day of the week. It's the Lord's day. And that's another thing I would use that. My car would be leaking brakes, and I'm like, I'm not fixing it till Monday. I ain't got nowhere to go. I call in sick, whatever. But you want some time. Because, again, got to share some things. You think I don't learn all this stuff by just studying. You can study it. The Pope studying, he is still thinking he can pray to Mary. So just reading the Word ain't going to guarantee that you're going to get the revelation. You're going to have some information. I mean, look, you got 950 million people don't even know who to pray to. I'm praying for them. That's it. Pray for them. Pray for them. We can get that 950 million people on track. Man, we will see a great revival. And I just pray for the folk in Iran, too, man. They are going through something. I just heard they just executed 200 people. Why? They're not telling, the media's not telling you. Inside information. They are executing them because they're turning to Christ. I mean, about 1,000. God is sweeping up over there in the Middle East. He needs your prayer. The more you pray, the more angels can see. See, he gave us dominion in the earth. Your time and making those requests, that supplication counts bigly with God. Believe me, and you get rewarded for that. I'll tell you how to tap into your reward down here. Is you got to have an avenue for God to be able to bless. That's the simplicity on that. Open up the door. I got some things that I just ordered, you know, from a website that I can get wholesale. We got so much corn for us, you know, and then all I got to do is post them on another website, and then they get sold and shipped. I mean, come on now. It's worth it. It is worth it. And again, things got to tell you things that medical professionals don't know. You know, I just experienced a healing. I've been believing God for it. It manifested in, you know, it's you want to be directed by God. It's critical. It is critical. You want to be where God wants you to be, doing what God wants you to do. And again, for your own personal benefit. I mean, you might be struggling with a college class. You know, I believe all colleges is out right now, but, you know, that God will give you the revelation because some of that stuff gets tough as you climb higher up the level, you know. After I get through doing what I'm going to do, I'm going to pursue some other things. But again, you want to be led by the Spirit. And again, don't engage. You know, in 1 Samuel chapter 15, you know, there's an incident involving the king, the first king of Israel. You know, God gave him an order because God was getting ready to bring judgment, amen, on the Amalekites. And then the Amalekites had, from what I was taught, over 400-year history of just being violent and brutal. So God was like, now that's a lot of love and a lot of patience, okay? God was like, y'all ain't even trying to act right, so I'm going to cut y'all to the quick. So the order was to kill every man, woman, child, beasts, and cattle, all right? The king saw, what does he do? He didn't do that. He brought the king back hostage and didn't kill all the cattle and claimed he was going to offer it up to the Lord. The Lord didn't want it. He said, do what I say, do now. What Samuel told him later on, and I believe in verse 23, he said that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Because if you don't do what God say do, you know, there's no neutral home. You serve God, you serve Satan, okay? But or you leave a door open. So you want, particularly now, I'm telling you, there are people right now, I know, the Uvalde's killing with the children, They're mad at, I just recently heard this, people mad at God. No, listen, you go every day never praying, never talking to God, never reading his word. Go, you pick the church based on your family went there. See, and traditionally my granddaddy went there. Now, and the doctrine is not aligned with the word of God. So as a result, you're going to suffer the consequences. That's a choice you made. And how are you going to be mad at the only person that decides to go to heaven and hell? You think because your feeling got hurt, you get to go to heaven? I can guarantee you it don't work that way. I can guarantee you it don't work that way. You can go through our, listen, you read in Job chapter 38, you know, Job lost 10 kids. He went from being a billionaire down to nothing, and his body was infected with cancerous boils all over it. And that, well, Job would seemingly had a legitimate complaint in all those chapters, like 34 chapters of discussion, and God said he never sinned. But when he opened up his mouth, when God spoke to him, verse 32, he said, a man with no knowledge. You know who a person with no knowledge is? That is what we would call a dummy. I'm telling you, there's another side to God. If you want to be, see, Job was at prophetic level. And I'm not going to get into that, but he did operate at a prophet level, okay? He should have really known what I know about how to command angels, how to take a, you know, the fact that there was no Bible, it's irrelevant because his whole life was based on his relationship with God. As you read through it, you can tell there was a deep connection between him and God. He did not go every day without talking to God. And he wasn't under the law. I'm telling you, it's a lot of stuff you got to know. See, a lot of things we wouldn't know about Job until it had been written into law. But I can see that came from, because again, think about it, where the law come from. Come from God. Who did God give to first? Adam. See, so all this is not, you know, the point of the matter is that God evolved the revelation over time for a reason, okay? So right now, it's critical. Right now, what is going on is go for what you know. God hasn't moved. Think about it. Look at the whole world and how crazy it is, but also look at how distant the world is from God. Look at how distant a lot of Christians. I still see pastors attacking other pastors. There ain't no place in the Bible for that, okay? If I think you off, I'm supposed to approach the issue. What part? He wrote down in Galatians 6:1, restore such a one. You know, I don't need to. I'm going to do what God say do. That's all I need to do. I'm going to do what God say do. Okay, I'm going to pray for him. Because God going to have a record. Richard prayed for you. And I did this. This is what I said to you. He prayed again. And I said this to you. And you didn't obey. That's why you're in hell. See, so that's my job is to attack Satan, not God. I can't, if I attack the body of Christ, I am attacking God. I am attacking Jesus. I don't care what they believe. My job is to pray for them to get in line. Just like, well, I didn't get this way all by myself. Because I'm quite sure Satan sent enough. I know from my own experiences, from my shortcomings, my failings, and all that. But man, I had to have help. So how do you forget that? And then I begin to get. That's when the word comes into play. That's what this life is about. And it's even more critical right now. And if nothing else, I'm telling you, you need to know how to commit. Listen, you don't have to. Experience, amen, gives you confidence. That's in Romans chapter 5. It does that for me. See, I've been successful with it. I'm still learning some things. And for questions and revelations that I had to God that he just recently answered. I'm telling you, you really want this life and you want to be that way. Well, I hope I said something to help encourage you and to be in tune and in line with God and to spend some time with him. Talk to him. Just talk to him. You know, don't speak in King James English either. Just talk. If you talk, if all you know is who to speak, God will work with you. I'm telling you. All right? Trust it. I mean, believe that, because you just want to make it to the end, and you want to take as many people as you can, and you have greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. We got a lot going for us, Saint. Amen. So, anyway, like I said, I hope I said an encouraging word. Well, maybe this is the first time you heard this message or a message of this type, you know, and you might have stumbled on it, flipping through YouTube or flipping through the radio or just seeing it posted somewhere on Facebook. Well, the first thing you have to do in order for all this to work, this is a key factor. A lot of people try to pray, and they don't have the authority. You must have a covenant with God through Jesus, and that's critical. And then all it takes 20 seconds to get it done. Believe it. You don't have to fully understand that. That's why you read the Bible. It takes time to fully understand it, but you have to believe that. And so this is what you're going to do. All you got to do is say this prayer. So, Lord God in heaven, I believe you are the only God. I do not understand everything that is going on, but I'm going to step out in faith and trust you. And it has been told to me that we are all born in sin, and that must be corrected, and that you sent your son to die for our sin. And so I acknowledge that I was born in sin, and I ask forgiveness for my sin, and I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and to save me now. And I say with my mouth, and I believe in my heart, that I am saved and I am born again. Amen. And if you're a backslider, as they call it, coming back to Christ, just simply just say, Lord God, forgive me for my sin. I strayed. Satan led me astray, but I'm coming back to you, and I ask forgiveness, and I believe I receive it in Jesus' name. It's that simple. It's that simple. Now, amen, the new people, you have authority to pray and grow in prayer. There's a book out, one book, good book. There's a bunch of books out, but Effectual Prayer will teach you how to pray according to the word. Amen. So, remember this. Prayer is God trusting you with his power. Prayer works by faith. Faith works by love. And God is love. Shalom. Amen.
Yeah. Said I woke up to the summer, shining through, calling all my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new.
Today,
I ain't gonna let no cloud get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I pick. Catch me sitting in the sun, no time for shade.
Today,
ooh. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful. Today. I'm gonna be joyful. Ooh. I'm gonna be joyful. I got the feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High-fiving everybody, but we out of here.
Today.
So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your roll. They don't take it as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day.
Ooh.
This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away, nah.
I'm gonna be joyful.
I got the joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the J-O-Y down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the joy.